Welcome to the SEI Podcast Series, a production of the Carnegie Mellon University Software Engineering Institute. The SEI is a federally funded research and development center sponsored by the U.S. Department of Defense. A transcript of today's podcast is posted on the SEI website at sei.cmu.edu/podcasts.
So you guys are kind of at a focal point of some really interesting advancements here. Yeah. What's about to come out? What's about to break? What should our audience be looking for?
Can we tell them anything?
I would say this again. So we made this point again. Like, if anyone says that here's what's next, they're probably not going to tell you. So I will tell you what I believe is next in specific things that I'm interested in.
Okay.
So this is the disclaimer to anyone who's watching out there. This is things that I'm interested in that I think is big. So my personal focus has always been, how can we use machine learning, deep learning, whatever, statistical techniques to better improve the human condition?
Okay. Right?
And that usually translates to health, medicine, and healthcare systems. So I believe that there are going to be revolutions in using, and there already have been, using deep learning and machine learning to automatically detect cancer from CT scans, from radiology scans. There are going to be revolutions in automatically discovering drugs to cure a certain specific disease, and in detecting and discovering, again, mechanisms of drug behavior or disease behavior that are not intuitive to humans, but a machine can discover with data that will change the way that we look at treating diseases or curing things. There will be massive changes in electronic health record processing and continuity of care that would change the way that healthcare is performed. Anything, right? Detecting the stress in nurses and making sure that they can get scheduled in a better fashion.
So I heard somebody say that they can detect with some percentage of confidence opioid addiction looking at the eye of a person walking by a camera.
Correct.
And Google, that's pretty awesome.
Google just made a claim recently, and Jeff Dean, he's the chief scientist, he's the guy for machine learning up at Google, just tweeted out some great work that his team did, which is they make a claim, they're still exploring this, is that by looking at retinal images, which Google has a good history of doing work with, they can detect cardiovascular disease.
Wow.
Yes. So there's just insane amounts of work and disruption. I use the buzzword disruption to be done in the field of health, medicine, healthcare. And I think it's a great way to apply machine learning. And there is tons of research being done here, not only at CMU, but also at SEI, in fields that are not only just computational biology and health, but also related fields in this field.
So that's a pretty awesome vision for the future.
Yeah.
You going to try to top it?
Yeah. So actually, instead of good cop, bad cop, what I'm going to do is exciting cop, boring cop. I'm
such a wet blanket here, but I think actually I'd spend a lot of time talking with my team, who has an extensive background in statistics. We are frequently talking about, and not only we, but I think there a lot of the community at large is focusing on how can we quantify the uncertainty that comes out of these models, and what do we do with that uncertainty? It is common to just interpret the output of machine learning models as probabilities, and they say, oh, well, model says 70%, I guess that's pretty confident, but that's just a number. There's actually, and it's a number with a super sketchy sort of statistical and mathematical underpinning. So I think now there's actually been a paper, I think it's the one you referenced earlier, saying, hang on a second, it's been 5 years, we've had a great success, let's take a step back and think about how do we be responsible with the results of these machine learning techniques? How do we be socially responsible in making sure that they're deployed in ways that are trustworthy, that are investigatable, that you can ask them why they made such a decision? And also, how do you be mathematically responsible? How do you report uncertainty? How do you make sure that your audience knows? Again, it's about how much they can trust you. I don't think that people need to worry yet about, are the robots going to kill me or take my job? I do think people need to worry about, are the policymakers going to make a decision based on a bad statistics paper or something?
Right.
Or a bad machine learning
paper? Right. One, again, so tying this back to the health point, exactly what Carson said here is that one of the biggest things holding deep learning back in the field of medicine and health is everything a doctor does has to be backed by his decision. He has to say, I'm doing this because. And the reason they can't do that with deep learning models yet is because deep learning model cannot tell you why it did that.
Yeah.
So if a doctor says, oh, I performed this surgery because the deep learning model told me to, that's when they get sued for medical malpractice.
You can't audit the deep learning model the same way you could audit the doctor.
Yeah, right? And there are, again, there's amazing research being done all over the world on how do we make what's called explainable AI? How do we explain what the deep learning is trying to do? This is a problem across all fields. We've kind of approached this point where we've done so much in deep learning that we've kind of gone away from solid statistical underpinning. Not to say that there isn't. There is a lot of solid, but there's just some things that are being done without saying, like, here's all the statistical proof behind it. And I think it is very important to kind of step back a bit and just look at just deep learning itself and say, hold up, how do we make you better? And not apply to any other field, just how do we make the field itself better?
Cool.
Yeah.
Thank you for joining us. Links to resources mentioned in this podcast are available in our transcript. This podcast is available on the SEI website at sei.cmu.edu/podcasts and on Carnegie Mellon University's iTunes U site and the SEI's YouTube channel. As always, if you have any questions, please don't hesitate to email us at info@sei.cmu.edu. Thank you.